It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, as he does about every other week, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about some of the goings-on over in Emery County, see how things are happening over there. Events that are coming up. We always like to take a moment and kind of put a spotlight on one of the departments over there and then talk about the latest commission meeting, of course. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Yes, no problem. Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right in and let's start talking about some of the events that are coming up. And a big one coming up this week is the Veterans Day program.
Yes, it's the Veterans Day program this Friday at 11. And we're having that at the, the museum. And so that'll be good to have everybody come out and do that at the museum. And then we have some other events coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas. So keep your eyes out for those activities and events. So, yeah, we're excited about the Veterans Day program this Friday.
All kinds of fun events coming up that are always wrapped around the holidays. And they're going to go on everywhere, not just in Emery County, but in Carbon County as well. It's going to be a fun holiday season, as it always is.
Yes.
All right. The other thing you always like to do and we like to talk about is let's put a spotlight on one of the departments. And this time around, you wanted to talk about the personnel office and everything that they do for the employees over there.
Yes, the personnel office, Mary Huntington, does a great job with our employees. We have wellness clinics, trainings, partnerships to where she can find resources for our employees. And then just little things that help our county employees, and so just grateful for her office and all she does.
Just kind of keeping things rolling over there.
Yep.
For all the people that help out everybody over there in Emery County. And then we always like to wrap up talking about the latest commission meeting, and we had some excitement going on over in Emery County the last couple of weeks.
Yes, so we had some state champions, and so we recognized our volleyball team, just way excited for them, their coaches and the players, and just the high school representing Emery County. And then we had a state champion cross country, Camden Larson, and so just excited for our state champs. They represent Emery County well, and just wanted to give them thanks.
It's always great when you can take out the time to talk about some student athletes and what they've done over there as far as helping out. And you know what? You can't get much better than a 3A state champion in volleyball and a 3A state champion when it comes to cross country, can you?
You bet. And it's just a cool thing to watch and just, you know, the pride that it brings.
All right. The other thing that we wanted to talk about, because this has been a big deal and it's been in the works for quite a while, and that is Dominion Energy came and talked to the commission about getting ready to, you know, start hookups and homes and everything down there in Green River. So about how long has this process been going?
This has been going on for a long time, and a lot of effort to our legislators and local governments really trying to push this along. So it's been 8 to 10 years in the works, maybe longer than that. And so it's come to fruition, and they're looking to start hooking up homes and businesses. Just a really good thing, not only for the community, but potential economic development and a little cheaper way to generate power and other things. So excited for Green River getting natural gas.
And that was the one thing that I came to mind. I want to say it was either last year or the year before when I was speaking with Christine Watkins about it, the representative. She was very excited and everything, and to see it finally come to fruition and be done. When are they going to be completely done down there, have they said?
They haven't said. I think they're going to work pretty hard throughout the winter to get things done. I'm assuming they'll be finished hooking everyone up by spring, but... But yeah, just to go back to what you mentioned, Dave, a lot of support through representatives and legislators and a lot of partners to get this happening. So just a lot of thanks to them.
Most definitely. And then let's kind of just wind down and wrap up with the Emery County Commission signed a resolution about coal and coal energy. So let's talk about that for just a bit before we get out of here today.
Yeah, we had a resolution presented yesterday by Commissioner Jensen about supporting coal-based power, a branch of our economics, and supporting coal and the economic stability to our area. And so we wanted to pass that resolution to say, hey, we're still open for business. We are a coal-based community and an energy-based community, and we want to let people know that.
All right, so that'll take care of that. A couple weeks, we'll be talking again. And believe it or not, the next time we talk, it's going to be like the week of Thanksgiving.
We'll be talking about mashed potatoes and gravy, I think.
It's coming. That's what I said. It's crazy to believe it's just a couple weeks away. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. See ya.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.